Good morning. Happy Sabbath. We just finished with Thanksgiving, and I wanted to have a message with that theme and a particular type of theme. Sometimes we don't always have something to be, well, we always do have something to be thankful for, but sometimes it's harder to be thankful about our particular situation than others. And I ran across this outline, which I'm going to show you today because it fit just with what I wanted to present today. So I'm going to show it up here on the computer screen. We had a Thanksgiving meal at Katie and Matt's house, and it was very good, and both sides of the family was there, and Matt had everybody stand in a circle, and before we had the blessing, people had a chance to say what they were thankful about. And went around, and nobody said they were thankful for anything that was bad or some problem that had cropped up in their life. Even when it got to me, I was thankful that the Lord had healed me. I didn't thank Him that I got sick. But the scripture here says that we're to give thanks in everything. And sometimes that's not so easy to do. So this outline presents a way that, in practical terms, that I think it can bring it to our minds and how we can try to sort things out the best we can, because we can't always see everything involved. Why? I think it might help us to be able to look at God in a way that we can appreciate the things that He's doing in our lives, even though it may not be evident at the time. When we don't understand why God allows us to go through certain trials and problems in our lives, it can extinguish our gratefulness real quick. We're all thankful when everything is going the way we want it to go. And maybe in your case today, everything is going fine. But just wait till tomorrow, because it won't take long before the wheels will fly off your vehicle of life and it'll all fall apart. So instead of rejoicing and praising God what He's done for us, we then tend to focus on our pain and the confusion and as to why God is allowing this. We've been studying Job in Sabbath school, and we've learned a lot from that, and that's why God allowed this whole thing to play out, because Jesus said in life there will be tribulation. Not that there might be, but there will be. It's going to happen. We've all been through it. You've been through it. You're probably going to go through it again. But we can doubt God's word during a time of problems. We can doubt whether He loves us, whether He hears from us, the big why. But the problem that we run into is that we need to learn to choose to be thankful in situations, even when it's not obvious as to how we can come out of this thing with any benefit that will be of anything worthy of going through this problem. Now, there's two passages in the Bible that in this outline that we have today. And the first one is here on the screen, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In everything. The Lord desires that we have a grateful spirit, no matter what our circumstance. And that's easier said than done. In the midst of pain and hardship, it's hard to have a grateful spirit. Now, we can always thank Him for what He's done for us and our salvation and His presence in our lives and His work in our lives as He's sanctifying us. We can be thankful for those things. We just need to remember them. The other one is Ephesians 5:20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. We're told to give thanks for all things, but now this doesn't include the things that's outside of God's will in our lives. The easiest one that I can think of would be, I know as Adventists here we don't drink, but say somebody got a fifth of whiskey for Christmas. You wouldn't thank God for that. That's just one I can think of. There's certain things that's outside of God's will that we don't thank God for. It just makes common sense. But the things that are in our lives, we thank God for the way He set our lives up and the things that we go through, even though we can't see what's going on. We don't understand. We can thank God for what He allows in our lives according to His sovereign will, knowing that His promise is to work for the good for to those who love Him and are called to His purpose. That's in Romans 8:28. And that's where our faith comes in. And God puts a lot of emphasis on in the Scriptures, so much so, about faith. He really values us in faith and having trust in Him. That's really important. It's just everything. And that was where the downfall was right in the beginning in the Garden of Eden. They lost faith and trust in God. And God wants that back in us. He's our loving Father, and He loves us, and He values us having faith and trust in Him. Now, we won't always see the good that happens in our lives immediately coming out of these trials, but in heaven we will see. And there it'll all make sense. And sometimes some of the things that we're going through are for maybe for your children at a later time, maybe after you're long dead and gone. I've always thought about that with John the Baptist. He couldn't understand why he was going through what he did. There's a lot of people that suffered in the Bible, but it was for the benefit of the future generation. You've heard the expression, the blood of the martyrs was what? The fertilizer for for Christian growth during the Middle Ages. They gave a lot so that we can benefit. So why should we be grateful to God in everything? It keeps us continually aware that we're walking in His presence, which contributes to a godly life. You believe that? As believers, we'll never walk alone. His Spirit lives within us, and gratitude reminds us of His presence in our lives, and it motivates us to respond in a godly manner by seeking to view our pain from His perspective, our pain and trouble from His perspective. And that's sometimes very hard to do. But we can know that God is working us through what our life situation, and we can rely on God. That's where our faith and trust is. No matter what happens throughout the day, we know that our all-loving God is helping us walk through it, even though it may not seem that way. If we belong to Jesus, He is helping us. Gratitude motivates us to look for the Lord's purpose in everything that happens. Unexpected trials and suffering may cause us to question God or feel that He has forgotten us. But He has promised to bring good from even our worst experiences. That's again from Romans 8:28. Whether we understand it or not, we can rely on His trustworthiness and thank Him for the good that He's promised to produce in our lives. Being grateful brings us into submission to God's will when we're suffering pain and heartache. In the midst of emotional or physical pain, we may not feel very grateful. But that's when we should start to express it. And our scripture reading says, pray always. We can verbalize to God how we appreciate what He's doing in our lives. We can thank Him. even though our feelings may not match exactly what we're saying, because we're still a little confused by what's going on, we know that God loves us, and we can thank Him for loving us, and we can thank Him for what He's already done for us. We have to have faith to know that God wants the best for us. And like I said, it's really hard to see sometimes the way Satan comes after us. But eventually, as we're working through a problem and we know God is with us, our feelings will start to match our words, and we will appreciate what God's doing in our lives. You can see how you've come out of past experiences and know that when you come out the other end, I can speak for myself, I feel like I've learned something from it. Hopefully I'm a better person. God knows the weakness of human emotions and understands that our thanks may be just words in the beginning, but He honors our obedience in choosing to express our gratitude. Being thankful reminds us of our continual dependence on the Lord. The Lord despises a spirit of independence. He's our Heavenly Father. When we foster a spirit of independence, that in essence is denying our need of God. It exalts self-sufficiency, and it leads to ingratitude. And you can see that in the world today. This world doesn't have a lot of gratitude to God. They've shut Him completely out. I'm sure that really bothers God, that He knew this was going to happen, obviously. But the fact that the world, that our Heavenly Father who loves us so much, has been kicked out. Well, you know, in reality, we're all dependent on the Lord. We couldn't draw another breath without God. We just sometimes don't realize it till we face a situation where we're powerless to do anything about it. You know, the old expression, when all else fails, read the instructions. Sometimes we're that way with God. When all else fails, why, then we'll go to God. And that's not the way God wants us to be. He wants us to be with Him always, and certainly first. Adversity shows our weakness and drives us to the Lord. Mature believers live in absolute dependence upon God every day and rejoice in their hearts with grateful, trusting spirit. Gratitude helps us trust the Lord when we don't understand why. Although God hasn't promised to explain why we go through pain and hardship, He's promised to be with us and enable us to go through it. Thanksgiving reminds us that we don't have to understand the situation. We just have to be obedient in the process. And God will work it out. Thanksgiving is essential for rejoicing in the midst of our suffering. That's a tough one. There's no way that we can rejoice always without giving thanks in everything. In our scripture reading this morning, it says, give thanks in everything. Although the pain may be so penetrating, we can't feel joy at the moment. We can choose to express gratitude with our lips until it becomes a reality in our hearts, because we know that God loves us. It doesn't mean that He's punishing us, but He's developing our character. He's reproducing His character in us. You just can't tell somebody. Sometimes you have to experience it. You know the old expression, well, you just had to be there to capture the moment, you know. There was a Tammy fell this week, and that was one of those things, you just had to be there. I had taken the hinges off our screen door between our living room and our garage, and I had pinched my finger. So I turned and walked away with the door still up on the hinges, and she was over to her mom and dad. So I carried the pliers over to the toolbox, and I heard the front door shut, and I heard her talking to Belle. She's coming, and she shot straight across the living room and hit that screen door. And this is a step down. And her foot went through the dog opening, and she went clear down on the floor. The whole thing fell. It was my fault that she fell. It wasn't because she's getting old and feeble. But that was one of those things, you just had to be there to see it. We did laugh about it later, after I made sure she wasn't hurt. She was hurt a little, but not bad. Sorry, I kind of lost my track here. Are we ready for this one here? Thanksgiving is essential for rejoicing in the midst of our suffering. God hears the depth of our agony. He knows the pain that's going through. And I'm sure he doesn't enjoy watching people suffer on earth. But he has to allow certain things to happen for our benefit and for future generations and for the world in general. How about this one here? When Jesus had pain in his heart, when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Do you think God got any enjoyment out of that? No. Even Jesus suffered agony of questioning. Why? You know, even though he knew, but yet God had to separate himself when Jesus was on the cross because the sins of the world had come into Jesus, and he had to separate himself. And Jesus knew well that God loved him, and he loved God. Okay, gratitude to God in difficult times gives our witness a greater impact. Have you ever thought about that? When you're going through a tough trial, especially in a situation like our church, we know to a certain extent who's sick and who's well, and we kind of keep an eye on each other. We care for each other. We care for each other's well-being. But how we handle ourselves when we're going through some situation, other people can learn from it. In other words, okay, so you've got cancer, and you just panic and fall completely apart. Where's your faith and trust in the Lord? Maybe the outcome isn't going to be the outcome that you or your family wants, but we can still have faith and trust in the Lord. By sharing our struggles with others who don't understand what God is doing, our witness becomes more powerful. Because if people know in your neighborhood, well, you're a Christian, and yet some life situation has befallen you, maybe your house got blown over by a tornado, and you take it in stride the best you can, you don't completely fall apart, people see that in you and they say, well, you know, there's a Christian. They have their faith and their valuable things somewhere else other than here on earth. Of course, now, what I'm saying, this is sometimes easier said than done. To put it to practical use, that's why we're going over this. Thankfulness displaces anxiety with peace. The Greek word for peace is eirene. It means to bind together. When we keep thanking the Lord in the midst of sorrow, loss, and heartache, we're bound to Him. His peace fills, and our anxiety starts to crumble. The pain and difficulty may remain, but we've changed inside. This kind of peace is only available to those who have a personal relationship with Jesus. The many times that you've been to a funeral home or other experiences where people just completely come apart. If you have your anchor with Jesus, you have a big help there. Although anxiety may suddenly become upon us at any moment, we don't have to stay in that state. We can all become anxious. We can all have moments of a dire situation that suddenly come upon us, and we can become anxious. But if we keep praying, giving thanks always to God, His peace will come upon us, and it will guard our hearts and our minds, and it'll lead us to Jesus. Jesus had that at the cross for that one brief moment, that anxiety, when the Father had left him, had shut him out, and he couldn't see him. Those things are in our human nature. Those are going to happen. But we can get past that. In the long term, with the long haul, we know. Thanksgiving focuses our attention on God rather than on our circumstances. If we fix our eyes on the difficulty, the pain can become unbearable. Peace eludes us, and the situation seems hopeless. But thanksgiving shifts our focus back to God. And it reminds us of what we can know for certain. These are things that we can know for certain. We're not alone. Jesus is always with us. God is with us. God loves us. The Lord walks with us. He'll bring us through. And God will turn this experience into something profitable in our lives. Those are things that we can know for certain as God works out our salvation in our lives. Gratitude energizes us physically, emotionally, and spiritually in difficult times. Pain and trouble and disappointments, they drain us. You get bags under your eyes from worrying, and you get sick. And they have proven now that anxiety can lead to depression, and it can lead to a downfall in your physical health. It drains us, like connecting a battery, and it just drains. But trusting God and focusing on Him, that will revitalize us. We give it to Him. We trust in Him. It's His presence within us that renews us physically, spiritually, and emotionally so we can keep going. I want to close with this one last thought. The sin of ingratitude actually began in the Garden of Eden. You know the story there. What God had given Adam and Eve wasn't enough. That's the spirit of ingratitude. They weren't satisfied. And they are not alone in this sin. Any time when we don't appreciate what the Lord has given us, we foster that spirit of ingratitude. When we want something outside His will, we should always want what God wants for us, because God knows what's best for us. It's like General Motors, they make the car. They know what's best for their car. So we need to learn to be patient, express our love and trust and faith in God, and it's a guarantee that you're going to have problems. You know, I've heard the old expression, the poor house is always around the corner. Well, so are difficult times. They're always around the corner. Satan's always right there. But Job, have the faith that Job had, and we'll get through this. That's a promise that we will get through it, and it's also a promise that you're going to have trouble in life. We just need to learn to be thankful for all things. It's a work we have to work on, isn't it? Thank you.